At least 15 people were killed and 35 were injured. Wednesday morning, January 1st, after a man drove a rented Ford pickup truck down Canal and Bourbon Street in New Orleans, the FBI said it's investigating the incident as an act of terrorism and confirmed the suspect, 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen, is dead. It will take several days to perform all autopsies. Once we complete the autopsies and talk with the next of kin, we will release the identifications of the victims. New Orleans coroner Dr. Dwight McKenna said in a statement, "The FBI does not believe the suspect acted alone, and investigators are reviewing footage of three men and a woman placing explosives around the French Quarter." The FBI said, "Jabbar is a U.S. Army veteran, and investigators believe he was honorably discharged. Jabbar is from Texas, and the FBI announced it was conducting law enforcement activity in North Houston in relation to the attack." Investigators found an ISIS flag on the vehicle and are working to determine the subject's potential affiliations with terrorist organizations. They also discovered weapons and IEDs inside the vehicle. Police said the suspect also fired a gun, striking two New Orleans officers who are in stable condition. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry called it a horrific act of violence and asked for prayers for victims and first responders in a post on X. The incident is drawing attention to safety issues in the area, with one person posting to X, "I predict they will finally close the French Quarter from vehicle traffic, which is long overdue." The city was also scheduled to host the Sugar Bowl, featuring the University of Georgia and the University of Notre Dame Wednesday evening. The game has been postponed 24 hours and kickoff is scheduled for Thursday night at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The event draws football fans from all over the country. On Monday, December 30th, the New Orleans Police Department said it would be staffed at 100% during the festivities in the French Quarter, adding it had 300 additional officers assisting from partner law enforcement agencies.